Parshas Vayigash, we have Yosef revealing himself to his brothers. Vayomer Yosef al Achav, Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive? And his brothers cannot answer him because they were shocked. They were confused in his presence. So the obvious kasha here is that if you look before this pasuk, Yehuda's entire petition to Yosef was all about that if Binyamin does not come back home, that Yaakov Avinu would die. So obviously Yaakov is still alive. So why is Yosef asking if Ha'oid Avichai, if their father is still alive? We also find this term of Oid repeating itself again when the brothers come and notify Yankiv that Yosef is still alive. They tell Yaakov, Oid Yosef Chai. Yagidu lo leimar, Oid Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive. Yechid Hamoishel Chalas Mitzrayim, that he rules over the entire land of Mitzrayim. So here also, the Lashon Oid Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive, the puzzle could have said, Yosef Chai, that is Oid Yosef Chai. And the puzzle continues, it says, V'yofag liba kilayhem lahem, his heart was doubtful because he did not believe them. So the question is, how did Yaakov suspect his children that they would kid with him on a matter that is so sensitive? How could he suspect them that they would say yes, it was alive when indeed he wasn't. Then the pasuk says, "Veidavro elav es kol divrei Yosef asher divra aleihem." They spoke to him all the words of Yosef that Yosef spoke to them. Ve'yaras va'galois asher shalach Yosef losis lois, and he saw the wagons that Yosef sent to carry him. Atchiruach Yaakov aviyam, and that is when the spirit of Yaakov was revived. Vayomer Yisrael, and Yisrael said, Rav, Oid Yosef v'nichai. How fortunate am I, my son Yosef is still alive. So here, all of a sudden, Yaakov believed them. And that's because they spoke to him all the words of Yosef that Yosef spoke to them. What are the words of Yosef that made Yaakov believe that Yosef was still alive? Parshas Vayigash comes on the heels of Hanukkah, which we need to understand what is the Lashon of Hanukkah. The last day of Hanukkah is called Zois Hanukkah. We need to know the reason for that. Why is it called Zois Hanukkah? And we have the famous Kash of the Bis Yosef as to why Hanukkah is 8 days, when indeed the miracle was only 7 days, because there was enough oil for one day. So I suggested the following, that in Avodas Hashem, there are many levels in a person who serves Hashem, but I'd like to focus on the two extremes. One extreme is a person who realizes that they have to serve Hashem, and to them, the entire all the mitzvahs and the obligations are a burden. he understands he was born a Jew, so he has no other choice. But whenever he can get out of it, he'll try to get out of it. The Shabbos, he will try to make sure to go to the fastest minyan and to make the suda as quick as he can, and when it comes to the end of Shabbos, I'll go to the minyan that ends Shabbos the soonest. These are all, and that's how it plays out with the rest of his Yiddishkeit as well. Yiddishkeit is a burden. It's something that is placed on his shoulders it's not something that he would have chosen, but it's something that he has no choice, but he feels that he has no choice to do it, he has to do it. The other extreme is a person who understands how fortunate he is to serve Hashem, to be a member of His chosen nation, and how geshmak it is to fulfill his mitzvahs. What a privilege it is, and the person sees to it to perform the mitzvahs with all the hidurim, whichever way the person can beautify the mitzvah more, the person will try to beautify the mitzvah. And the longer the davening, the more geshmak it is, and if there's more nigunim that one can sing in order to make to be able to express one's yearning to Hashem more, then that's what the person will do. The person tries to invest as much as one can into the mitzvahs and into one's avodas Hashem, because one understands what a privilege it is to serve Hashem. And when it comes to Shabbos, there's not enough of the Shabbos the person can get. It's the polar opposite of the first person that we were talking about, the person whose their entire Yiddishkeit is a burden upon themselves. And in essence, the first person sees the Rebbeinu Shlalom as a taskmaster. And they feel that they're a slave, that they have no choice but to do the will of the taskmaster. But is obviously very very happy when one can get out of that service. Whereas the second person understands that serving the Rebbeinu Shlalom is like a child serving a parent. Which one does so out of love, and this really plays out. The differences can be expressed in three different ways. One is that the second Oyved Hashem is always trying to do more than one is obligated to do, whereas in a time when the first one is trying to do what he's obligated to do and get over with it, the second Oyved Hashem always tries to do more. That's where the Lifnei Meshuras Hadin comes into the picture. One is trying to do more beyond the letter of the law, because one is a service of love, and a service of love is one tries to do more and more for their beloved. Secondly, it's a service to a father instead of a service to a taskmaster. And thirdly, the avodah that is done with chiyus. It's done with life. Whereas the first person who is serving Hashem even though he does what he has to do, he's doing it without any life to it. It's just lip service and whatever they're doing without heart. So there is no life, there is no enthusiasm when performing the avodah. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, you know, we know the Bach tells us that the reason why the Gzeira of the Yevanim came upon Klal Yisrael in the first place was because shenisrashlu ba'avoda, that they were negligent in the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash. And perhaps what the Bach is saying is that they didn't appreciate the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash. They did what they needed to do because they needed to do it, but they didn't appreciate the privilege of being able to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So the midah k'neged midah, the measure for measure for that was that the Rebbe Yishlom said, okay, I'll take away the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. And so when Klal Yisrael was able to understand the lesson that Hashem was teaching them, the lesson was that they need to start appreciating avodah, understanding the privilege of serving Hashem. Now we find two lashonis that are used by the Nevi'im, and they're also used, two lashonis that are used throughout the Torah. One of them is koi, and one of them is zeh. Koi means such, whereas zeh means this. And I like to suggest in the context of what we're speaking about is that zeh represents the first avoda, the avoda of the eved that only wants to do this and no more. Zeh, the zeh hadavar, I'm willing to do this, I'm not willing to do any more. Whereas the second avoda Hashem is understands that from the Rebbein Shalom's mitzvahs, what the Rebbein Shalom wants. It's not just this. He's able to understand from the mitzvahs of Hashem the idea of what the Rebbein Shalom wants from him, and therefore the person is able to add more than what the Rebbein Shalom is asking. It's koi, it's such. I get the idea. It's not about just doing the act. It's the idea of what the Rebbein Shalom is saying, which includes the emotion, includes instilling heart and moyach and excitement and enthusiasm into what I'm doing. So there's much more than is written, is what the Rebbein Shalom is really asking for. The child understands what the rotzen of the parent is. It's not just what is written. It's not zeh. It's koi. It's such. It's this and much more. So when Klal Yisrael got the message at the time of Hanukkah, they came to a level called Chanukoi. They came to a level where they were able to dwell in this level of koi instead of dwelling in the level of zeh. Chazal tell us that the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed is because they established their words based on the words of the Torah, meaning they did only what was written in the Torah and no more, which is the concept of zeh. That's why the pasuk says al zeh hayadavi libenu. Al Eila Chashchainenu, it's because Zeh and Eila, which is means this or these, that's why our eyes were darkened. That's why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, because we didn't appreciate the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. It was all about what's written, to following the letter of the law, instead of understanding from the letter of the law what the Rotzen of Hashem is, and appreciating the service and doing much more than what's written. So they came to a level of Chanukah, and that's why, despite the fact that the Yontif should have only been for 7 days, they added another day to show that they understood the message. So of course, to fulfill the letter of the law, all they needed to do was a Yontif of 7 days. No, but Rabbi Nishlel, we understand we need to do more. We need to do more than what we're obligated to do. So they added another day. And that's why we call that extra day Zois Chanukah. This is what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about that extra day. About not just doing what we're obligated to do, but doing much more. So that last day, that extra day, is called Zois Chanukah. This is what Chanukah, this is what the Chanukah is all about. So I believe that whenever we're serving the Rabbeinu Shleilam, I think there's a checklist that we need to check ourselves off and make sure that we're serving Hashem properly. And that is, we need to ask ourselves, are we doing more than we're obligated to do? Or am I just fulfilling what I'm obligated to do? Am I serving Hashem as a servant serving a master? Am I serving Hashem like a child serving a parent, the service of love? And is there life into what I'm doing? Is there enthusiasm? Is there excitement? And I believe that these three things that we need to check ourselves are the words Oid, Avi, Chai. Am I doing it? Am I doing Oid? Am I doing more than I'm obligated to do? Am I serving Hashem as a father? That's Avi. And am I serving Hashem with Chiyus? Am I serving Hashem with life and with enthusiasm? And that's what Yosef HaTzadik was all about. Yosef HaTzadik, and that was his name, Yosef, which is to add. And Yosef, so when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, Yosef was defining himself. Yosef was identifying himself. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef Ha'oid Avichai. I am Yosef, I am the Yosef that serves Hashem with Oid. I am the Yosef that serves Hashem with as a Avi, and I am Hashem that serves Hashem with Chai, with Chiyus. And that's what the brothers came to tell Yaakov. Oid Yosef Chai, not just Yosef is alive. Yosef's Oid is still alive. Yosef is not only concerned about what's written. Yosef still has his Oid. He's still adding more. He's always doing more than he's obligated to do. And that's what Yaakov found difficult to believe. But Yosef had told his brothers to tell their father, "Maharu v'alu elavi, go quickly and ascend to my father." V'amarta me'ilav, and say to him, "Koi amar bincha Yosef, your son Yosef says koi." He doesn't say your son Yosef says koi. He's talking about the such, not about the this. He's into the oid. He's doing more. As soon as Yaakov heard that, Yaakov believed. So as soon as Vayidabru Eidav, as Kol Divrei Yosef, Hashem Divrei Lehem, as soon as they told him all the words of Yosef, Yaakov knew that Oid Yosef Chai, Rav Oid Yosef Meni Chai, the Oid of my son Yosef is still alive. So, I think the message of Parshas Vayigash, the message of Chanukah, is a message that we need to carry with us at all times. It's a checklist. Oid, Avi, Chai. Am I doing more than I'm obligated to do? Am I serving Hashem as a child serves a father? And am I doing so with enthusiasm? And if any of those are lacking, we know that our Avodas Hashem is lacking. And that is the type of Avoida, and a lacking Avoida is what caused the Gzera of the Avonim. That's what caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Al Zeh Yadav Libeinu, Al Eile Choshcheinenu. And it will be through serving Hashem on a level of Oid Yosef Chai. That is how we will be Zoicha once again to the Bini Beis Hamikdash, to the Avoidus Beis Hamikdash. B'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehiru B'yameinu Amen.